Hey everybody, welcome to episode 12 of the Solitary Healing Witch podcast. Today's episode, we are going to be doing another quick Sabbat episode on Lunasa, also known as Lammas. Again, I apologize for my pronunciation of some of these words, because I have heard them pronounced different. Before the episode starts, I wanted to let you guys know that we do have a Facebook page now and a group that you can join. You'll find it by searching Solitary Heathen Witch Podcast on Facebook. It is a great place to ask questions or share stories and to connect as a community. On Mondays, I'm going to allow for you guys to make a post in the group to share your business, kind of like how on Instagram we do the small business shoutouts. Don't forget though, I also have the Instagram page as well, at Solitary Heathen Witch. And then if you'd like, you're also able to support the podcast through Anchor. Lunasa is typically celebrated August 1st. It is between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox. It is a Gaelic festival celebrating the beginning of the harvest season. And historically, it was widely observed throughout Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. Some Wiccans and modern pagans use this time to celebrate the god Lu. He's a Celtic god. And that's where the name Lunasa comes from, is believed from the beginning of, with his name. He is the craftsman god, god of skill and distribution of talent. Now, he is not a war god, but he was considered a warrior to the Celts because skill on the battlefield was a highly valued ability, and he was the god of distribution of talent and skills. Modern pagans celebrate Lunasa as a harvest festival. This is when the first crops of the year would be traditionally reaped. And a lot of times you had a lot of grains, especially way back, you know, when bread wasn't as easy, as accessible as it is for us today, as simple as going to the grocery store and buying a loaf of bread. They would harvest all the grain, and it was a long process, you know, to get the grains from the wheat and everything to get it to be bread. So these items are associated with this Sabbat. And Lu came to be associated with grain in Celtic mythology after he held a harvest fair in honor of his foster mother. Now, I don't know too much into the Celtic mythology. Some of you may be more familiar with this. This isn't something I have looked into too much, but I may do some reading on it to learn more. The other name for Lunasa is Lammas. It comes from the Old English term for loaf mass. It originated from early English celebrations of harvest time, during which loaves of bread were consecrated. Now, when I try to look up Lammas, it comes back as a Christian holiday, but it originates as a pagan celebration. This time of year is time for gratitude, since the earth produces the harvest for us. Other different ways we can celebrate it is by feasting, singing songs, playing games, baking breads and cakes, making beer, and then making like the corn husk dolls. Colors that are associated are deep greens, yellow, orange, brown, and bronze. Some crystals that we associate are carnelian, citrine, tiger's eye, aventurine, and obsidian. Some herbs may be yarrow, basil, hops, vervain, and rosemary. Flowers are peonies, marigolds, and sunflowers. Food would be wheats, berries, nuts, corn, pies, and grains. And you can decorate your altar with solar colors, breads, wheat, corn, late summer fruits, or if you make one of those corn husk dolls. In the Northern Hemisphere, August 1st is about the time we celebrate this. Since it is between the summer solstice and autumn equinox, if you are in the southern hemisphere, it would be a different time for you. Now, in my greenhouse that I have in my backyard, we are just now starting to harvest some of the plants that we are getting. Some things are a little bit delayed just because our cold weather kind of drug on longer, so planting outside was delayed Last year we were harvesting a little bit sooner. So I plan on just, you know, going out, tending to the garden, harvesting what I can, and maybe baking some goods in the kitchen with my kids, and just teaching them about each Sabbath, and just reminding them how grateful we are for the earth, for it gives us our food and water and everything that we need. Feel free to tag me on Instagram or on Facebook for if you guys want to share any of the ways that you celebrate this time of year. I would love to see it and share it as well. But again, this was just one of the quick Sabbath episodes, so I hope you guys enjoyed, and sorry this one came out a little bit late.